glad you're all here that are here. I want to spend a few minutes chatting with you about the process tonight. Last week we did a call on how the process works, and it's more of a class. I'm going to say a few things tonight, but I want you guys to interact with your questions. If you're on the WebEx, zap me through chat. All you have to do is just go down there and type it in. And one thing you guys are going to be seeing from here on out with the calls that we're doing is we're going to be doing WebExes weekly. Part of the, and I'll be talking about this more at the summit, some of the call content and why we're going to do it. There's a couple reasons to do it besides the fact we want to be more visual, but we also want to be able to interact with not only people on the live side of the call, but the people who are listening on the that are out there across the country. One of the challenges you get as your call gets bigger is you simply cannot accommodate everybody on the speaker line. Even when we had 16 or 17 on the Pathfinder cycle, it gets so noisy that it just completely disrupts the phone call. So, long story short, for the longest time we've had the challenge, how do we get questions and get everybody involved? At the same time, be able to hear on the line, well, the WebEx presents us that opportunity. So, to make a really long, boring story short, you guys, everybody now will be able to interact on the call if you have questions. We're going to have some of the folks, for example, either Cowboy or Jackie or me or whoever is hosting. One of the other co-hosts will be fielding questions so that we can interact with you. So tonight as we go through this process training, I'm going to give you guys a few points to think about. And then the second thing we're going to do is you guys that have questions, this call will last as long as you guys have questions. If you don't have questions, it'll be a 10-minute phone call. And that's going to be the norm in the future, too. The call is going to be content-driven, where we're going to make a presentation of getting started or the process, and then we're going to have feedback drive the call. So if there's a lot of feedback, it'll be a call that has a lot of content. If there's not a lot of questions, the call will be 12 minutes and 30 seconds. So that's one thing we're going to do. We're also going to be geared 100% for bringing on new people. The calls are going to be geared towards building your group. They're going to have less of a focus on managing yourself. One of the best things I've ever heard in network marketing is that if you come to a call or a meeting or a preview by yourself, you came to learn. If you came with a prospect, you came to make money. Same thing with this, is we always want to have a call where if you're developing yourself, you're learning and able to get yourself, you know, where you get, some people may take 6 months or 3 months to start bringing people. But what we need to do is have our organizations geared for the people that are bringing people, where the people that are there learn from what's happening and who's bringing people, not have it be an academic environment. So that's some of the exciting stuff. We're going to be talking about that more at the summit, what our major focuses are going to be. But to make a long story short, be prepared for everything to be geared toward fast movement, to be geared towards bringing people in and signing them up, and really geared towards sharing that inspiring vision. So having said that, we're going to kind of get into to talking about the a few things here. Oh, let me boost my gain. I forgot. I'm sorry. Sorry about that, everybody. A couple summit notes for the week. First of all, the summit obviously is this week. We are going to have an absolutely awesome time. Some of the questions people have been asking is attire, for example, business casual, come comfortable, but don't come in sweatsuits. You guys all know that. It's the same as any other NECAN function. Another real common question is, will there be lunches? Of course, there will be lunch breaks. We try to give you at least an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a half. It'll be an hour and 15 on Friday, about an hour and 25 on Saturday. And then Saturday night, the big party is at the convention center in the same room we're having the event. We're going to turn the room and have a great dance party. It's going to be a blast, you guys. It's a cash bar there. You're going to have plenty of time. We're going to be done with the event by like 4:30, 4:45. The event doesn't start until 7:30 Saturday night. You'll have a good 2.5 to 3 hours to get ready. So we're not going to do dinner and stuff at the event for obvious reasons. We're going to let you guys eat and then come back and just have a blast together. So that's what's going on with the summit. If anybody has any questions, you can zap them to me, or you can just, if you guys in the live set have any questions, you can ask. But Friday, the focus is going to be business building and prospecting. I really want you guys to understand. Let me say this just to kind of kick this process thing off, what I want you guys to be aware of in your businesses and kind of in your mind. When you have a meeting with people, it should always drive the issue forward, or at least attempt to do so. There should never be a time, and by the way, this rule is not a NECAN rule, this is just business 101. If you guys owned a carpet store, if you owned a, if you're a lawyer, if you're a a doctor, if you're a butcher, if you're anything, you don't want people coming. Well, let me ask you this. If I owned a butcher shop and I had people coming in and they were all standing in front of my glass case, what would be the purpose of having them stand there, you guys? Anyone take a guess?
They can see your product.
Right, but do you want them to see it, Steve? Is that your goal?
I want them to buy it.
Right. Do you really care if they see it, if they don't buy it?
No.
Right. So let's get back to that question. I'm kind of setting up the question. What's the purpose of having the display case in the butcher shop?
To sell.
To get people to buy something, to create a result.
Right. Right.
One of the things with Neekin, we have so many technologies, and a lot of you guys listening, and maybe not you, but Neekin in general, are almost fascinated with this. Like, for example, I've heard people say, well, we're going to prospect. We're going to do an event tonight that will be an environment to where, somebody just CB'd all participants. There are any tickets left. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys get them. And even if it says $99, it's going to be $85. I never want anybody to pay that. There's a few tickets left. If you guys want them, we'll get you in because you always have a 5% no-show rate. So, of course, if you guys get to focus on growth, you will be able to square that away. They're following, will there be outlets to plug in our own extension cords? You know, that's a heck of a... I don't think so. This is a convention center.
I don't think so, Rick.
What's that?
I don't think so.
I would say no to that, even though I don't know the answer, because the convention center is not geared like a hotel room. In fact, let me tell you guys how crummy a convention center is to work with. I have to pay $75 for every power outlet we use.
Wow. That's typical. That's very typical.
Yes, I'm paying $75 a day. People are calling me saying, can I have a cut rate on the ticket? Can I do this? Can I do that? What you guys don't understand is I can't go to the convention center and say, hey, can you give me a cut rate on the room? So when you guys, all of you
need to charge their batteries, Rick.
What's that?
They just need to charge their batteries.
Yes. And one thing you guys know, and all of you, part of the Pathfinders program is preparing you to be professional networkers. When you guys do a hotel meeting, you pay the day of the event. You're all going to be in convention centers someday. The biggest difference in a convention center is the square footage is cheaper in terms of just renting the box, but you get one contract with the city, you have to get insurance. I had to get $1 million insurance policy to open up the convention center, let us in the door, $2 million total. You have to get audiovisual people, you have to have Aramark do your catering, and the rules are so strict, I can't even bring Aquapores in because there's a rule with the city, nobody can bring any food or beverages in unless you're Aramark. So I have no ability to do anything involving food or beverages in here, which is how silly it is. So when you work with a convention center, you have multiple contracts. And one of the things, to answer your question, why I can't get power to you is because they're contracted per outlet, which to me was bizarre. I mean, Jackie says it's normal, which it is. But we're limited in some of the things that we can do. However, being in the convention center is a huge upgrade from a hotel. It's not even the same park. So the bottom line is, when you guys get to that point, you're always going to find better square footage at convention center. Where you're going to get nailed is in your contracts. So, you know, down the road, just keep that in mind. Hotels are a little nicer, but any event you guys do, silvers and golds and platinums, the room usually isn't what gets you. It's the audiovisual stuff and the decorations. For example, a projector is like $500 a day to rent, which is, you know, ridiculous. Microphones are $175 per day for wireless lapel mics. And what these groups do is they get contracts with these convention centers to where they're the only ones that can vend in there. And I'm quite sure that the groups that have the convention center contracts, let's just say the mayor and the city councilman probably got a nice vacation out of the deal. So it's really funny. But as you guys build your organization, if you guys can acquire microphones, if you guys can acquire a sound system, you know, if you spend $500 on a PA and a wireless mic that you can hold in your hand, you can spend that money once out of one event and then use it for 30 events that are mid-sized, as opposed to spending $200 a day five times a year, spending $1,000. You could have had that $500 if you just would have bought it up front. So when you guys are doing your events or your rhythms or whatever, maybe what you should think about, instead of buying a microphone for $300 every event four times a year, which combined is $1,200, maybe it's time you look at getting a sound system for $800 or $900.
Well, that's a good point, Rick, but here's what my experience has been. If you bring in your own stuff, you have to pay a hookup fee, which is almost the same as what it takes to rent the equipment, and then they're not responsible for it.
Well, not in a hotel, you're running your own sound system. I'm not talking to the house sound. I'm talking
oh, okay.
about get a microphone and a little sound amplifier.
Got it.
You guys can get a PA amp. You can go to Radio Shack and get it for maybe $100, $150. And in your average room that seats 100 to 150 people, if you're talking in the front and your amplifier's in the back, your voice is meeting, you guys can have a room with a pretty decent sound system for groups of 50 to 150. Radio
That's
Shack
cool.
is the best one.
Yeah.
It's a portable PA. You guys will see a lot of pastors use these. They're portable. They're about the size of a bowling bag. And you can get it with a mic. I think you can get the whole system for like $400 to $500. So those of you that are doing a lot of quarterly events that are around 100 people, it's probably wise to look into that instead of having to spend $200 on sound four times a year. And I don't know how we got on that topic, but I think it's an important one because successful events are a huge part of the business. So having said that, what I was getting back to is when it comes to prospecting, you know, we have a lot of products and we have a lot of super nice people in NECAN who really love the fact that these things change lives. But the bottom line is what builds this business is the opportunity and the excitement and the fact that people want to be a part of it. There's a golden rule in business, no matter what you're doing. This is where I was when I got sidetracked. No matter what the heck you guys are doing, anytime you're conducting business, a meeting is never informational. An email is never purely informational. A video you're giving someone is never merely informational. It's always to create a result. And if you take a look at that process on here, you'll see what that result should be. And it's right there on your screen on the WebEx. If you guys can't see it, go to pathfinders.biz and go up to the top of the screen and click on the process page. If you're not on the WebEx, I'll do my best to be descriptive. But having said that, when I talk to somebody, and this is the kind of little thing I want to hit before I open it up to your questions, be they great or small, is a lot of other MLMs, if they've got a jug of juice, so let's say some of the ones that have grown over the last couple of years, if you look at what they're doing, they've got garbage products, but what they have is they have a real simple DVD or a website, and you make a contact, you say, this is great, look at the information, and then what's inferred is, and then once you do that, it's time to decide whether or not you want to sign up. It's real simple. It's extremely simple. And so this concept moves along, and when people get into it, they don't even know they're supposed to send somebody and bog them down. And the other thing is they're not so overwhelmed trying to learn everything about every one of their products because they only have one or two, kind of like we only had magnets in 98 and 99, and it was pretty easy because you told the testimonials you moved the product. That what happens is they get a real direct process. We've got a juice. You look at the web page. You sign up and drink the juice. Well, NECAN, some of you guys get bogged down because we have so many technologies, and what you do is you start isolating the technologies from each other, and then what happens is you become informational, and your process goes laterally. It doesn't go forward. And once you guys get out of your head there, our product is a magnet or an osteodent or whatever you're selling, and get into your head that the product we're selling is the opportunity of being a part of NECAN. If you're out sharing a product with somebody because they have a product need, your business process starts when they say, I want to look at the business. But your product process should still not purely be informational. It should be, hey, you've got a challenge. Check out this In Touch video. If you like the video, I'll tell you how you can either order it wholesale or become a retail. And that's what you say. You don't just say, here's the video, watch it, and then when you have questions, let me know. What you just did was you set yourself up for an endless process. So when I'm looking at this process flowchart, and by the way, the new Is This For You video will be released in not only the In Touch, which is the primary way to use it, but a secondary way to use it, we will have hard copy DVDs available at the Pathfinder Summit. So you guys
cool.
are now going to have an outreach tape that you have in your hand as well as on the web. So the bottom line is, we're not going to have 8,000 reach-out methods. We're not going to have 467,212 tools. We're not going to have 85 choices. When you meet somebody, that's what they get, period. Because what we're saying to people is, we're looking for partners to bring into the business. If I'm selling MagSteps to somebody, I may not give them Is This For You because they're not ready for it. But if they say, tell me about this business, then I'm going to give them that cut piece, which is really what it is. It's a prospecting piece, but it really is an aptitude test. If they watch that and they don't click with it, they're probably not going to get this. Move on. Meaning, don't spend so much of your write what you're going to do, go out and do what you do. So when I meet somebody or I talk to them, and you know, your reach out method is going to depend on you. You can have passive reach out methods, i.e. your PWP. You can do an ad. You can do any kind of reach out thing that you want to do. Your catchphrase is your ultimate reach out thing. When you meet somebody, it's not, well, what am I going to do now? Well, what should I give them? What tool is going to match with them? If you do that, even if it works for you, you just walked up to your group and put a bullet in its back, because your group is going to grow like pond water if you've got 85 choices of what to do first. These other explosive growth MLMs, by the way, let me say this about that. 2 or 3 years of explosive growth and then the company falls apart is not what I'm wanting to build. The challenge you have, and I'm just going to spend a second on this, with any MLM that's got something that another company can knock off, is if you're building a home business, well, if you're building a home business, guys, correct me if I'm wrong, you're building it to build a residual income stream, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to build something that in 24 months is going to be gone and then you get to start over again? You may as well just go get a job. It's kind of like, have you guys ever loaded up a cardboard box where the bottom was wet? What if you spend 3 hours loading the box? What happens when you go to pick the box up off the floor?
It usually collapses.
It's going to collapse. So no matter how eloquently you load it, you've got to look at the machine. There's nothing more complicated about Neekan than there is about a jug of juice company. Let me tell you why. We are a company dedicated to changing people's lives with the five pillars of health. That is our product. We have the hottest business opportunity and the coolest total wellness line in the world. Take a peek at this. If you like it, and if it sounds like it's for you, we have step two. If it doesn't sound like it's for you, we have step nothing. You know, I always jokingly say, if they don't like the business, you guys can tell them to go to hell. Right? Then you can say, let's look at the product. Going to go to the health side. What if you start with a product? If someone doesn't like the product, do you guys think you can spring a business on them?
No way.
No. So that's my whole point. Have a fallback position. So if somebody watches that, here's what I'm going to tell them. Hey, take a peek at this. If it looks like a fit, great. If it doesn't look like a fit, great. And then I'm going to say, do you want me to mail it to you, email it to you? You can watch it on your computer. That's my first choice, because I don't have to fool around with driving everywhere. Or do you want me to drop you off a hard copy of it? It's as simple as that. And then I'm going to go home and sleep like a baby, knowing that if it's right for them, it's right for them. It's that easy. And then at the end of that video, I'm going to have a real simple choice. Now you're ready for decision. Okay, the bottom line is, do you want to come to the preview Thursday? Do you want to watch it online Thursday? Or do you want me to shoot you a video that you can watch now so you don't have to wait? Or I can come and bring you a hard copy. It's the exact same tool in multiple formats. And what I'm going to use, if you guys go to pathfinders.biz and scroll down, you've got a couple of tools. You've got the Dennis Williams presentation. You've got the business preview. They're both there. Pick the one that's the easiest, the most convenient to get to, and that's their choice. Now, if they say, well, I want to know more about the product, what do? You scroll down on pathfinders.biz under the process. You look under what do they do if they want to see the product. I would just zap them the Neekan 10-minute My Products presentation. It's as simple as that. Just feed them those little tools. If they say, do these products work or something, you can send them the medical studies. I don't know how many of you guys have seen. And by the way, all of these things I'm telling you about are in my shared library on InTouch. This is something I'm going to hit at the summit too. You guys out there should not be creating on InTouch. If you are, you're missing the point of prospecting and wasting your time. You guys should be sending e-vites, not creating them. There's nothing for you to create. There's no reason to be creating elaborate slideshows. And the other thing is, the more garbage you put on a slide, the more it detracts from the message. I don't care if it's got every color of the rainbow on it and it looks absolutely beautiful. The only thing they're there to look at is what's on that video clip. The less you've got on your slide, the more impactful it's going to be in terms of the video. People are always telling me, it's so complicated to use. You guys should not be putting audio clips and video clips on it unless you're President's Club level, creating for your organization. You should be using what's there. If you don't have an upline, I've got 36 e-vites in mind, step one, step two, step three. My point being, none of you, zero of you, and if you just heard Terry's call, he was talking before this, none of you should be creating elaborate presentations. You're absolutely wasting your time if you're doing that. You should be executing. someone wants to know about the product, it's real simple. You send them the product ABC. It takes 2 seconds. If they want to know about the studies, that's what I'm saying in my shared library. There's all the studies, 7 studies on one page. It's called medical studies. They're all right there. If they want to get started, you zap them getting started. So what happens is your organization is busy doing, not busy sitting, or not busy thinking, or not busy creating, or trying to figure out how they can import a pretty picture into an e-card. It's real simple. You talk to people, you get step one in their hands. If they like that, they go to step two. Step two's got 4 formats. If they like step two, they get getting started, and then guess what they start doing? Introducing people to step one. And it's as simple as that. Then, instead of you guys having to spend all your time teaching the process, what you guys are able to do is spend your time building relationships and having fun with people, as opposed to spending all of your time trying to get people to know what to do. You should not have a big library box in your car where you're trying to figure out what to hand people at the appropriate time. And that's the bottom line. You guys should be executing and moving quickly. A lot of these MLMs that have gone from nothing to something, I'll tell you guys flat out, the reason they've done that is because their people aren't sitting around thinking. Their people are out doing. Drink the juice, watch the tape, sign up. Well, guess what? That's how NECAN originally launched. Because we have a total wellness line, has absolutely no bearing on us being able to do the exact same thing. The difference is when they sign up to NECAN, we have enough products that, here's a great idea, actually make money off the business, not off all the rest of the stuff. And here's an even neater idea. What if we actually, heaven forbid, could build a downline and, like, they would actually still have the downline in 5 years? It wouldn't be gone. That we can just keep the promise. I talked to Doug Braun tonight for 15 minutes about, I don't know, maybe about 5 o'clock my time. And we were talking about other MLMs that make all these giant promises. And he said the biggest challenge we have in this industry is we can actually keep them. A lot of these other companies can't. And that's really interesting. How do we differentiate ourselves? Well, first of all, what do companies do right in this industry that makes them grow? It's real simple what they do right. What they do right and the thing that they absolutely nail is they're very simple. You watch the tape, you go to the website, you sign up. It's as simple as that. That's a good idea. That's a very, very good idea. What do they do wrong? You watch the tape, you sign up, you buy a whole bunch of the same stuff, and in 3 years your business falls apart. Other than that, we have a very, very similar, you know, lifespan of what we should be doing in terms of getting this in people's hands. So I want to tell you guys, the key to moving quickly in MLM is having a simple process where, take a look at this. If you like that, here's all the information. If you like that, sign up. The key to death is, yeah, I'm building a business. You want to learn about water. And then when you have questions about that, I'll get you more questions. Well, if you tell somebody they should have questions, what's the sure thing they're going to do after they watch it? They're going to have a bunch of questions. It's not that hard, guys. It's a water system. It goes through it, it filters it, and not only that, it makes it energized and charged up, so it's great. Not that hard to understand. Oh, well, how does it actually work? Well, you know, I got to be honest with you. Watch the video. It pretty much tells. I mean, if you guys go back and watch that pie water video about the, if you guys take a look if you guys take a look at the pie water presentation, and you guys take a look at that video online, it's actually in my shared library. It tells you everything you need to know. The only thing it doesn't tell you is the absolute scientific back-of-the-house stuff about charged water. And I got to tell you guys, you can get that information off, for example, the Wellness Consultant Resource CD, but if you get bogged down, where, in other words, if you start with charged water and it's super scientific, you can never lighten your process. You should only go that scientific if people are bringing it up. You shouldn't voluntarily get yourself into that hole. If it happens, it happens. You deal with it. If someone says, how does the comp plan work? Zap them the thing about the comp plan. One of the things I'm going to do within the first 3 weeks after the summit is make a flash or make one of the presentations on In Touch. You guys will have Getting Started and Sponsoring, and then you're going to have one called Compensation Plan. I'm going to walk you through Zero to Silver and Beyond. That's one of my big to-dos. But until then, send them the thing off .biz that Bo Tanis put together about the comp plan. To say is network marketing legitimate, send them the thing about, you know, from Donald Trump and Robert Kiyosaki. What I won't do is volunteer that to them and say, it's real. Do you want to see this? I'm going to say, let's go to step two. I'm not going to put the objection and slow the process down in the beginning. And one of the biggest things to help you guys understand is when you're talking to people, set your next shot up. Okay, after you watch this, if you like it, it'll be, you know, the whole picture time. Let's go take a look at it. And see, the other thing is I did a preview maybe a month ago, and it was down here in Texas. This happened a couple times, most recently in Texas. And inevitably, I'm up there speaking, and there's 30 or 40 people there, and I get the person that pulls me aside and says, now, these people here tonight, they don't really know about the business. They're here to hear the product, so can you tone it down? What do you guys think my answer was?
No.
Not what I do. I'm here to tell them about the vision of NECN. If I've got to purposely do that, then I'm missing the point. I'm a professional networker. I'm here to build an organization. This is what I do for a living. Proud of what we do for a living. We have the greatest way to work in the world, the greatest company. So here's the thing. We don't have 85 products all linked. By the way, I've got an entire day of the summit dedicated to the back of the house, in-depth, awesome product stuff. I don't have that out there, so all of you guys are scientists. I've got that information presented so all of your belief is built, that there's people standing behind you that use the product, that built the product, and validate the product. I'm not using it to educate you about how much Gauss is in a magnet. I'm using it so when you go prospect, you know that they're valid. There's a big difference in the two. If you guys are out there using in-depth technical information as a lead because you think your downline needs to know it, that's backwards. You use the technical information to give yourself authority and to validate your business opportunity. That's what it's out there for. We're the hottest business in the world because we have the most cutting-edge products in the world because we have some of the greatest minds behind them, and they've been studied. That's your checklist. It's not we've got this gee-whiz technology that vibrates at the exact same speed as the planet of Venus, which happens to be healthy. I mean, how deep do you guys want to go into this science? A lot of it, to be honest with you, about energy medicine is validated, but a lot of it's the cutting edge of medicine. Do you guys really, with a prospect, want to have a discussion on things that are still theory? About how much energy is in a Boolean picture of a drop of water? Now, by the way, I happen to believe it's probably true. How many of you guys want to have that discussion about, I don't even remember the name of the photographer, not Boolean, Corallian. There's some kind of photograph that shows energy and stuff. Now, I think it's really cool looking. In fact, I think it's a great slide. Does anybody on this call want to have that discussion with a prospect?
Oh.
Really.
Guys, we got two-thirds of NECN out there. If I did a call tonight on photography that shows energy in a drop of water, there'd be 800 people chatterboxing about it. Where what you should be doing is you take that knowledge and you use it to validate and say, well, that makes sense. The water is energized for your body, and here's the science to back it up. So I'm dedicating a day to it because I want you to be comfortable with it and know that it exists. Just like a preacher can get up and talk about the good Lord with authority because, you know, he knows that it exists. There's a foundation for it. If you remove that foundation, you've just got somebody up there yammering. So your science and your facts and your medical studies and your thermographic images are simply there to validate our, you know, that our products are backed by hardcore science. I don't necessarily want you to know it. In fact, I'll tell you guys right now, when I sit in heavy-duty, intensive stuff about the technology, I'll tell you, when I go to meetings, and I'm talking from the MBA to sitting around headquarters to doing conference calls, and this will even happen at the President's Club level, you guys, NECN will get on the phone. And by the way, there's never been an MLM with products in this many categories that do this much stuff. We are like a roast beef sandwich that's 6 feet thick. Most of the other companies in the industry are like a piece of Wonder Bread. And it always blows me away. I'll be sitting there, and NECN will say, here's the recruiting incentive for this month, and here's the new recruiting video, and here's the Ignite 6, and here's this. And then they'll open it up for questions, and the first question is, when are we getting the underpants back? And what I want you guys to be aware of is that that's putting the caboose behind the cart. Or, you know, people are fascinated by the fact, look, there's the, you really want to open that door, there's so much to learn with our technology, you guys will never do anything. I've been doing this 11 years. I still learn stuff all the time. So if I'm going to wait till I know all about the technologies, I'm going to be 967,000 years old before I ever make a nickel. Meanwhile, other MLMs are going to knock my skirt off because they're out doing while I'm sitting around reading. So what I'm trying to tell you guys is, here's the simple concept. We have the hottest business in the world, the most robust home business that's ever hit the marketplace, and we have the most cutting-edge wellness technologies that let you sleep, breathe, eat, and drink, all developed in the wellness home. Would you like to take a peek at this and see if you'd like to launch it? Let your science be validation and use it like an arrow. If somebody specifically says, is there validation that this works, then I fire them off a medical study. Then I'll send them thermal images. Then I'll send them some in-depth talk. Then I'll send them some piece out of, the Wellness Consultant Resource CD. What I won't do is start with one. If I take, let's say, the water system or the osteosense or one of our products, and I start with in-depth stuff on that one product, how do I ever get from that to the hottest business opportunity working backwards? Anybody here have an idea? Because if you do, I'm willing to listen. You can't. So don't get bogged down in it. It's real simple. We're the hottest business opportunity on planet Earth. We've got an MLM with an absolutely unbelievable, unparalleled product line backed up by the greatest science and minds in the world. And I'm talking to you to see if you want to help launch it. And that's it. And then after they watch the video, man, all I can hear is Clint Eastwood on Outlaw Josie Wales when he walks up onto the porch and all those Union soldiers look at him and he's got a handful of flour. And he says, are you going to pull those pig irons or whistle Dixie? I mean, when I hand that video out, it's not because I just am a nice guy and just felt like giving it to him. It's because I'm looking. And by the way, some of you are out there listening saying, oh my gosh, I could never do this. I'm just not as forward as you, Rick. Yes, it's not about being forward. It's about, do you want people out of wheelchairs with our magnets, or do you want to be nice and just use them yourself? What's going to build this business is building this business, period. Building the network builds the business. Helping yourself on the product and sharing it with nobody helps yourself. And I'm not saying that's bad. In fact, I'm not even saying it's not great to help yourself. I'm committed to making NECAD the biggest business in the world. And I'm not going to do it with how much molybdenum is in the vitamins. We're going to do it with the greatest vehicle in the world. Your prospecting is not complicated. You make a contact. They come to a preview. They get started. If in between those steps they have questions, you just apply the appropriate tool and answer the question. But you keep them moving forward. Like, for example, Rhonda, we were talking earlier today. If I met you in Chicago today, you're getting that tape, either on the e-vite or hard copy. After that, you're either coming to a preview or watching a preview. There's no third choice. And if you say, well, tell me more about the product, I'm going to send you the ABC Flash presentation. Easy. Simple as that. But that's not a step. That's like a little bridge between steps. Do you guys understand how going laterally is not a step?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. When they've watched the video, step two is next. And the reason, and look at this prospecting page up here on the sheet. And people, I've had a bunch of people say, well, Rick, where's the product stuff in there? It's the same place it is with every other business on planet Earth. Guys, there's not a business in the world that doesn't have a process that looks roughly similar to this. If you buy a Subway franchise, and you watch the little video that says, here's how it works, they don't feed you sandwiches next. They say, what do you think? You want to go into business? They show you how the company works. You learn about all the sandwich stuff, and you become a franchise owner, and guess what they tell you? Here's how you make the bread. Here's how you lay out your... Have you guys ever... How many people on this call have ever been in a Subway before, a restaurant? Anybody or a franchise?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You noticed how all the cases and all the cash registers are laid out exactly the same?
Mm-hmm.
Where do they teach him how to do that? Do you think when somebody says, hey, you know, I'm interested in owning a Subway franchise, do you think it's at that point the owner says, well, good, since you're interested in owning a franchise, what do you say I come over and show you where to put the chicken? Or do you think they're not even talking about that at that point? What they're going to say is, here's what it costs to start one. Here's the profit potential. Here's the support we give you. When you want to know how to actually run one, it will be when you're in the company. That's the bottom line. Your guys' concept is sleep, water, air, rest, nutrition, and if you hurt, we're going to teach you how to fix yourself. And here's how deep you are with the magnet. When you hurt, you put it where you hurt. When you don't hurt, you take it off. Well, Rick, do they work? Here's the studies. You know, you guys know the most beautiful thing about all those studies? Is 98% of the people you send them to will open one and won't even bother to open the rest because they're unreadable. Do you guys know how happy I am that that's the case? You know what they're going to say? This stuff is so amazingly engineered, I can't even understand it, and I'm really hoping from that point forward they don't even try anymore. They're just really glad that it's been researched. How many of you guys have actually read the studies?
Some of them.
I tried.
Afterwards, did you go hit yourself in the head with a ball peen hammer? you see my point? Your prospect.
Not in,
what's that?
Rick,
go ahead.
They're not in English.
Well, this is my point. So when you send those to a prospect, does it matter that they're validated and studied, or does it matter that they know what the studies say? What do you guys think?
They've been studied before.
Precisely. I actually want the prospect to open that to say, holy cow, this stuff has been studied up the wazoo, and I'm sure glad I don't have to do it. That's it. And if they still want more in-depth information, guys, I can drown them. It would take you 10 weeks just to read those things. And if they really want to get in-depth and I really want you in my business, I might go to the Wellness Consultant Resource City and print out some stuff. But I've got to tell you guys, when I'm working with prospects, I want speed. When I make a contact with you, I'm going to send you a this for you or give it to you. And if you give me positive energy, I'm probably going to invest time in you. If you just don't seem like you get it, I'm probably not. I'm serious, you guys. I'm just probably not. I may loan a product in between, but what I'm really looking for are people that get it and that have energy and that have potential and people that like it. What I observe is a lot of people get tied up trying to get people that don't like it to like it. And I'm saying make prospecting easy. Be on the next, and by the way, then you'll say, well, Rick, I just don't see that many people, so I've only got two prospects. Then, you know, I can't just discard them. I'm not saying discard them, but I'm saying you've got to be moving. And to be quite frank, NECN is paying you to get the NECN information to other people's hands. They're not paying you to talk to two people. They're paying you to find people. So your job is to find people to come into contact with. That's not everything. Frankly, it's the only thing. This entire process is worthless unless first you've got that. So if you really want to know where to spend your time, spend it getting creative and ways to interface with people, getting that first step into people's hands. And then once that's happened, it's not a choice. There's four things they can do. They can watch a preview on the net. They can come to a preview. They can watch it on the DVD. Or they can come to a live. Those are the four choices. And if they say, well, I've got specific questions, I'm going to give them a specific tool. And then I'm moving on down the road. It's real simple. And once they've watched that video, and let's say they watch step one, then they say, I'd like to know more about the product. I'll say, here's the ABC Flash presentation. If they say, I'd like to know about the product, say, great, all the information you want is the preview. I'm going to move people through it. And I know some of you guys are probably getting frustrated with me saying you just can't do it like that. Well, you have to, because the farther we get from that. Well, let me ask you this. How's the other way working for you, NECN? I'm just asking the question. How's it working? You can't lead with 30 separate product lines. You have to lead with one solid vision. Just talked to Doug about this today. Just talked to Larry about this today. I've talked to Dennis Williams about this. I've talked to Reed Nelson about this. You can't start. You have to start with Roman numeral one, which is the greatest business opportunity in the world, and we have the greatest tools to market it and the greatest products in the world. That's Roman numeral one. If they're interested in water or sleep or osteoden, that's capital letter A. But you can't start with A and then back it into one. And by the way, if you meet someone and they're interested in the product, let me say this again, that is awesome. You know, I would never give this for you to somebody that has fibromyalgia and just wants a sleep system. I would give them information on the sleep system or get them on the phone. Rhonda did a call and Paula did a call. Rhonda had fibromyalgia. Paula has dealt with MS. Both of you guys did calls this week for people to help them talk about that. Am I correct?
Yes.
Didn't both you girls do that this week, or ladies? You're probably on mute, but if you were there, you'd say yes. Point being, both of them moved sleep systems, wellness homes. They moved thousands of dollars worth of product. They weren't on there saying you need to sign up for the business. When that person says, oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, sorry, Rick, I've got a little noise in the background, so I'm staying on mute.
Yeah, but you did a three-way this week about fibromyalgia, or last week for Jackie, right?
Yeah, this is follow-up. I just went on MS.
Okay, and what you did was talk about how to help that person, what product you used. You basically told your story, right?
Right.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
Okay, right. But that wasn't building a group to Royal Diamond. That was moving a product. That wasn't network building. That was getting products into people's hands. At the point when those people say, well, what is this business, that's when you start your process. There should be no question at that point. Does that make sense to you guys, what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
And by the way, if you guys are out moving product after product after product, keep doing it. That's one of the greatest reach-out methods we have. But don't forget, it's a one-time sale unless you do. Unless they're networking, it's a one-time sale, and we're not direct salespeople. And if any of you guys want to put that to the test, go do it for a couple months and then tell me what your volume is next month. Even if you've got this real high PGB, it's because you're selling it, and that's okay. But when that person says, tell me about this business, bam, it's real easy. They get the tape, they come to the preview, they sign up. It's that simple. Don't go out to build your business, okay, with intent. You're looking for prospects and start out with a Magboy. Because you're killing yourself. There's no way to recover from Magboy rubbing your feet to Royal Diamond, or it's a really long, hard road. And by the way, those of you guys, a lot of people get confused. Well, what do you mean, Rick? Half the diamonds came in because of a product experience. Absolutely. There's no question about that. It was a reach-out method. At some point, that diamond said, this fixed my back. Holy cow, cha-ching. This is a business opportunity. What do I do? But see, the mistake that gets made is people say, well, I'm in this because of the product, because somehow it's bad to say I decided to make a lot of money with something that worked. And so we actually convince ourselves that we're not in it for the business. And that's precisely why they signed up, was to go make money. But it sounds better to say I'm only in it because of the product experience. I'm not doubting you got in it because of the product experience. In fact, you did. But you got in it because of the product experience, told you you could make a living doing this, which went out and did it, and the fact that you feel great about it is all the better. But don't kid yourself. At some point, you said you're going to make some money. And by the way, it's okay to make money. It's okay to make money helping people. It's okay to make a living. Nikan should not apologize for being the hottest business opportunity in the world and tell ourselves somehow we're doing somebody a favor by heaven forbid you mention the business. And a lot of you guys aren't there, but I've got to tell you, a lot of people are. And I'm going to tell you guys, in the home business direct selling world, you guys would never find a company, ever find a company that says don't talk about the business. And I hear that in Nikan. And it's fast backwards. You don't want to put yourself in that spot. That doesn't mean if I'm doing a seminar for people with fibromyalgia, I'm going to cram the business down their throat. That doesn't mean if I'm doing something special, like maybe talking to a group of nurses or doctors. At that point, I'm going to use it like a reach-out method. You guys understand that running a resume ad looking for business partners and doing an FYI meeting to inform a group about our product and get the word out there are both reach-out methods. They're not networking-building events. What I would do if I'm doing a wellness day for a bunch of health professionals or for massage therapists or for MS group is I would go there to tell them about these amazing products. Where I would make my money is after the presentation or before, saying, hey, yeah, if you're interested, let me know. When they come up to you and say, what is this company? This sounds really cool. I'm collecting names, and now I'm going to follow up and treat them like a prospect because they've said to me, tell me what it is. What a lot of people do, though, is they'll do a meeting for 20 massage therapists, and they'll talk about wellness. And then somehow they never get that the people that said, tell me all about this, they stay on that same track. here's the water. Well, here's the air. Well, here's the bed. Well, here's the vitamins. When someone says to me, I want to know what you do, it's real simple. I'm going to show them what I do. And what I do is not rub people's feet with Magvoid. What I do is build a network. So
Rick,
use those products. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question about that. Say you were holding like an FYI meeting for some group, and then someone does ask you, well, how do I get these products? Or they lead somehow that way. Maybe they don't ask specific
Perfect.
About the business.
What I would say at that point is real simple. Well, there's two ways we can do it. You can get them from me at retail, or if you want to, you can get your own membership and get them at wholesale. Real
okay,
simple.
And at that point, do you just take their contact information and then send them an email or an InTouch e-card or something like that, or do you pursue it at that very moment?
What I would do is say, well, let me ask this. Do you, you want to have some time we can chat about it and see what the best fit for you is? And then get their information and give them a holler back. And by the way, if it makes sense to do it right there, do it right there.
Okay.
Create the conversation. So, well, let me ask you something. There's a couple ways to order the product. Some people want to just order it wholesale. Other people, the coolest thing about Necan is you can make yourself feel better and other people and make money doing it. It's really cool. Would you be interested in just using some technologies, or would you be interested in not only that but having the ability to help other people do the same thing?
Right.
You see how you sidestep that?
Right.
And then if they say, no, I don't want to make any money, you know, which they may say because that's their defense mechanism saying, I don't get it, I'm overwhelmed, and I don't want to talk about it, then just say, no problem, then it's easy. You can just order some products at wholesale. You know what
right.
I mean? I mean, try to create the conversation a little bit. And if they push back, just stop pushing. Don't be like, no, you really, really ought to. It's not like that at all. You know what I mean? How many of you have ever had a prospect resist you a little bit and you guys try to overcome them with your reason? Best thing to do is just be quiet. All right, not for you. You know, the video Is This For You has another name. You know what the other name is that's inferred? Maybe it's not for you. And the other name of the video that's not on the video is, it's already for me. You guys realize that video has three names, right?
Yep.
That's the beauty of it. And if you prospect like that, is this for you or not for you, there's never a pressure on the prospect because it's already for you. Where you will get in pressure-filled situations with a prospect is if that prospect feels like you want them to do this, and then right away you're at a loggerhead with somebody because they feel like you're trying to get them to do something. The minute you cross that line, I remember Terry, who you know, probably the best prospector around, I remember him a couple times telling me, and the way he would put it, I lost the power with the prospect, and then he would just shut down and not call him back. Because he knew that he had lost it when he was a new prospector to where they could feel it and the energy turn, and then he would just forget it. He didn't want to deal with them anymore. For me, I've been doing this for a long time. If I feel like I have to excite somebody and they're not giving me any energy, and I'm like, no, this really is great, and they're like, well, I don't want to do that. I don't have any time. And I say, oh, you'd have lots of time. It doesn't take that much time. Well, I don't know anybody. Oh, you'd know lots of people. You know Bob, and Bob is sick, and Sally only has one arm, and you feel yourself getting them all motivated. How many of you guys have been in that situation with a prospect? You know, I always had this rule at the high school dance. If you ask a girl to dance and she slaps you, I mean, maybe it's an idea that she's not into you. You don't stand there. So when a prospect is shutting down, don't keep talking. By the same token, learn how to identify when a prospect is excited. If I've got a prospect on the phone, and they've seen the video and they're real melancholy about it, I'm not going to try to book an ABC where I drive across town to see them. I'm going to get them to do something, and if they don't do it, then it told me I just saved myself a tank of gas. You know, if I don't feel energy on the phone, I'll be honest with you guys, and this is probably the wrong thing to do in some cases, because you'll always hear, well, Dennis Williams, well, you know, Ray Riedel came back 15 times. I mean, that worked. But I got to be honest with you, I'm never going to go back somewhere 15 times. My teeth would itch doing that. It would be for me. And by the way, Ray Riedel didn't stick around very long. That was something that was kind of unique. finally watched it. So if I was prospecting me, maybe I wouldn't have gotten me. Because for me personally, but of course, from the way I was approached was, you need to do this, we're going to make $1 million, it's going to be awesome. Right away, I was resistant. If somebody would have said to me, hey, check this out, see if it looks cool to you, it looks like a pretty neat thing to me, I probably would have watched it. Looking back, the biggest reason I didn't was because I got told how great I'll be at it and how it's going to be huge and they're doing it and they're going to make a ton of money and if you do this, you'll make a ton of money, and it was just irritating. And I think if they just would have said to me, hey, Rick, this looks like a really big deal. Tell me what you think. And if you like it, great. And if you don't, no problem. I just appreciate you watching it. I would have had a completely different experience. Part of the reason I want to watch it is because I knew they wanted me to watch it. Do you understand what I'm saying about that?
Yeah.
By the way, they've done studies. Have you guys ever seen those things where if you're at a grocery store parking lot and somebody knows you're waiting for the spot, it takes them almost twice as long to get out of the spot?
Yep.
Have you guys ever seen the payphone study? The average time on a payphone was like 2 minutes. The average time with somebody waiting was 3.5. Do you guys all realize that's the truth? Well, let me ask you this. Do you guys think the prospecting relationship is different if the prospect feels like you want them to do it?
Yeah.
It'll kill you. So it's quite the opposite. It's, hey, I'd love you to check this out. You told me you'd like to. Remember Larry Profit, what he said on the call. You said you'd like to be home with your kids. I don't know if this is a fit for you or not, but take a peek at it, see if it's something that can be helpful to you. And if it is, fantastic, I'll share with you what to do. And if it's not, I just appreciate your time. Well, Rick, I don't know if I have time to watch the video. You know, I'll just say to him, well, then don't watch the video. I don't care. And that right there is where you win and lose prospecting. But this company needs to quit thinking we have 50 different product lines and trying to figure out which one to lead with, and get to where the hottest business opportunity in the world, we have one product, it's the total wellness line, backed up by amazing technologies, backed up by amazing science. That's how you run it. So the bottom line, when you guys come to the summit, you're going to hear some of the most in-depth science and information and back-of-the-house stuff around. But it's not so you know it. It's so you know it exists. It's not so you're an expert on magnets. It's so you know that information exists. It's not so you can recite how many Gauss is in the Palm Mag. It's so you know that somebody knows it and the products have some authority to them. Does that make sense, everybody?
Sure.
Or am I just rambling?
No.
So that's it. And I don't ever want to hear anybody on this call say, well, you know, God forbid we bring up the business. That's I got to tell you guys, you're undercutting the entire vision of NECAN if you do that. Hey, I got a newsflash for you. In 1900, the top killers were flu, diarrhea, they were bugs. In 2000, the top killers were cancer, heart attack, and strokes, and those were all stress-based. What's the number one cause of stress, everybody?
Work.
Your job. What's the biggest killer? Your job.
Yeah.
So our business opportunity, I'm telling you guys, we need to start repeating it to the high heavens. We're the hottest business opportunity in the world, backed up by the greatest products in the world, underwritten by the greatest science in the world. And that's your checklist. And now watch the tool, and if you dig it, great. If you don't dig it, great. I sent you that tool. By the way, I hear Steve on here. Did you get that, Steve King? Did you get that video there? Were you able to see it?
No, I didn't get it.
Maybe I sent the wrong email address. Well, that I want to make sure you see that. It's just somehow that just popped into my head. Does anybody have any questions or thoughts or comments either on the live side or on the other side? The bottom line, guys, is it's time NECAN becomes the hottest business opportunity in the United States, because it is. Not because we say so, it is. We have firepower nobody else has. We just need to have a simplified process that makes this thing work. Because I'm telling you, we are not going to win with 14 products we lead with across the board. We're going to win with one vision backed up by 14 products. And that's the bottom line. Does this make sense to you guys? You guys all spaced out on me. What do you think?
No, it makes sense.
Good. Remember, the code word is, coming into the summit and out of the summit, we are the hottest business opportunity in the world, Delta Lima. Come on, guys, you gotta have some questions about prospecting or something out there. Are you guys all experts now? Are you guys golf, tango, golf, good to go?
Golf, tango, golf.
Right on. That means you, then you also have to be all up. That means you're ready to go, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're golf, tango, golf, and all up, reading me 5x5. It's been a good night. Well, listen, we have a big week. You know what? Somebody just said you can't see other people on the WebEx. Is that true?
Yeah.
What in the world did I must have set it up. I'll have to find out why that happened. You guys have no more questions before we get ready for the summit this week?
Looking forward to it.
Wait.
Guys, we are going to have a ball, and I promise you this, and it's the last thing I'm going to say. We have all the business tools in place, the methodologies, the science, everything is in place. For the first time since I've been in NECAN, we have a complete delivery vehicle to give you everything you need. And the changes and the updates we're going to make to what we're doing on this call are going to support it. I have never in my life been more excited than I am right now. We are completely equipped. And let me just say this. We did have a lot of separate technology lines, and it was complicated to try and tell people about NECAN because we had a lot of different stuff, and that's the truth. I don't care if something's the truth. But what's happened with InTouch is we were given the power. This was the capstone we needed to capitalize on the power that we have. We were like a giant, you know, powerful, muscular, massive company that we had a very hard time figuring out how to use our strength. What we have now is we've been let off the hook to use our strength. And so we're here now. If you've got a jug of juice, you can have one DVD. If you've, you know, that does everything. If you've got 200 unique, amazing products, it doesn't quite work that way. What we have now is the ability to lead in with one simple message, and if people want information on the individual lines, we have the ability to zap it to them now. The whole game has changed in the past 8 weeks. The whole game has changed. I hope you guys see it for what it is.
Hey, Rick, I do have one question for you.
Shoot.
If I was giving a 10-minute presentation to a group of people that are already in a business for themselves, would you still recommend doing the presentation for the business?
Only if you want to make money.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yes. I mean, I put it this way. I would rather go out and do what I do 10 times and get the result I want than do 10 separate things and get no results. In other words, I do what I do. If you were in some of these other MLMs, you wouldn't even be having that. You wouldn't even ask me that question right now because there would be no question that you just do what you do.
Right.
Follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I think so. So basically, I could just use essentially what your little is NECAN for you.
You could autoplay that right there on the location and run it. You could autoplay it right there on location if you want to.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
If you want to. And by the way, I feel really stupid telling you to use that because it's my voice on it, but it's working. I never expected the thing to be doing what it's doing. It just is. I got emails. You should see the stuff people are sending in about it. For some reason, it's resonating. So if I had 10 minutes, well, let me ask you this. If you had 10 minutes and you had one shot, what would you do to take the highest percentage shot?
10 minutes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, take your highest percentage shot. That's it. Doesn't mean you're going to make the shot necessarily. No. Well, if you're in basketball and you're down by one with 5 seconds left, can you miss a layup? How many people have ever missed a layup in a game before? Anybody? Let me ask you a different way. Is it possible to miss a layup?
Yes.
Okay. Is it less likely you'll miss a layup than a half-court shot?
Yeah.
Yes.
Take the high percentage shot. Always take the highest percentage shot you've got. I would rather lose the game missing a layup than lose the game from half court when I could have took a layup. Would you guys all agree with that?
Yep.
That's it. Use your layup. And then, by the way, you're going to be free to go out and do things as opposed to sit around trying to create. That's the bottom line. I hope this call is helpful to you guys tonight.
Yeah, I have a question for you real quick, Rick. I know a couple of people that weren't able to listen to the call tonight. This
okay.
is recorded, right?
Yeah, Focus on Growth has it recorded, yes.
Okay, so
was it helpful to you? What you need? Was this what your people needed or something? Because I can always do it again for them if they need it.
Yeah, I thought this was a great call. So
I don't know if I can ramble this well again, unprompted, but I'll try. I
expect to go to pathfinders.biz, or do they have to go to Focus on Growth?
Pathfinders.biz, and if you want a recorded copy of it, you can order it from Focus. They always do CDs for people that want the calls burned.
Okay. All right, I gotcha.
Yeah, absolutely. Just remember, if you don't know the rules for the game, that's the last thing I'm going to tell you. In football, you score 6 points for a touchdown, 3 points for a field goal. You don't get credit for running 300 yards sideways. You don't get credit for running up and down the field. Is it possible, guys, you could have 800 yards of offense and never score a point?
Yep.
The Chicago Bears, in fact, have 2 yards of offense and they don't score points. But I mean, let's say you actually. By the way, Cowboy, Denver Broncos fan, Mr. Jay Cutler, Chicago Bears. That's a whole other topic, though. Anyways, is it possible, though, to have 800 yards rushing and no points?
Mm-hmm.
What's the only time you get a point in football? Crossing the goal
line,
right?
Cross the goal line.
So let me ask you this. Is it possible for you guys to get super busy with your prospecting and do a ton of stuff and not score points?
Yep.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is it possible to just run and run and run and run and pass and pass and pass and maybe going down the field 8 times instead of scoring 6 touchdowns, only get 1 field goal out of it?
Yep.
So my point is you can do a lot of stuff and not score as many points as you should. You want to do the right stuff. So what I'm looking for is what's going to put the ball across the goal line the most consistently. Is leading with this for you and then only recommending a preview next going to work for everybody all the time? Of course not. Are people going to say, I've watched this for you, now when can I come to the preview? I'll be there Thursday. Are they going to do that every time? No.
Nope.
You're going to invite 3 to the preview. One is going to come. One is going to come in 2 or 3 weeks. One is never going to come. That's the way it is. The difference is you're going to have more sets of 3 if you follow this process than if you chase 800, or than if you chase 3 people around with a bed. Or doing a 3.5-hour ABC at a coffee shop, followed by a video, followed by another meeting, followed by a preview, followed by loaning a sleep system, followed by come to an expo. How many people have ever had that process before?
It's endless.
Right. That's my point. You're going to score more points with this, but you're not going to score every time. You're just going to be taking a more high percentage shot. Maybe I should have said that at the beginning, too. You're still not going to score every time you touch the football. The greatest teams in football don't. But they score when they need to score. And you want the straightest pass down the field.
That's but they always use their best play for the time.
And they know what they're going to do. They don't walk out there and say, gee, what should we do? Should we run or should we pass? They know. And that's the thing here. You guys should always know what your next step is going to be or what the goal is. The goal is to get them to a preview. If you have to give them the ABC of the product, that's okay. You do it. But your goal should be, okay, are you ready to come to the preview now? Not after you watch the ABC, then tell me what else you want. And then tell me what else you want. Don't have the endless door. Guys, Amway at their peak had a joke. You would do an ABC, and then you'd go to an opportunity meeting, which is our equivalent of a preview. And at the end of the preview, this was actually their training. Here's what they would say. Would you like it and like to sign up, or do you need to come back next week and see it again? What do you guys think? What message were they sending there?
It's going to be the same.
This is all there is.
There ain't much else to know. I mean, how many of you guys ever walked into a Costco? Anybody? Walk up to the counter sometime and say, I'd like to be a member, but I'd like some information. And they're going to give you some stuff. And then look at them again and say, I'd like some more information. What are they going to look at you and say?
I just gave it to you.
They're going to say, walk around the store. I don't know what else to tell you. Would you like me to bring out a band? I mean, there's not a whole lot to know here. You get that fancy little card, you can buy stuff cheaper. You don't have the card, you can't buy the stuff. Well, I don't know. I need more information. Well, walk around the store, and I suggest if you want to buy that stuff, get a card. And if you don't want to buy that stuff, don't get a card. So for Nikan, if you want to make money from home and you like that stuff, get a membership. If you don't want to make money from home and don't like the stuff, don't get a membership. There's just not that much to tell. I mean, let's talk about how complicated Nikan really is. You get a membership and you buy stuff cheaper. You sign somebody else up, they can buy it cheaper too. Is this really any harder than that? I mean, aren't you getting an ID number and then signing up? Where are we getting involved in 3% of this and 5% of that? I mean, you sign people up and you get paid if they buy stuff. That's the end of it. Just keep it simple. Have some fun. Remember, by the way, okay, I want you to know I'm getting a message. Here's my message. You guys ready? Write this down. It's okay to have fun in Nikian. Somebody just transmitted that to me from the universal bandwidth. It's okay to enjoy getting people out of wheelchairs and people out of jobs. It's okay to enjoy helping people and making money doing it. Okay, it's off the table. We can go have fun now. Right?
Right.
Right.
Right on. Well, the last thing I'll tell you is just remember the Pathfinders party this coming Saturday night. The slogan is where memories are made and then later denied. We are going to have a ball. Does anybody have any questions before we roll here? It's late.
Yeah, Rick, can you send that to me again?
Yeah, I'll send it to you right now, man, okay? Hey, Cowboy, are you on right now?
Yes, I am.
Can you fire, because I'm not where I can do it right now, can you fire Steve King, the Is This For You video?
Sure.
Good. It'll be easier for you to do it than for me tonight. I'm tied up right now. Can you get that to him, like, ASAP?
As we speak.
Right on. Does that work for you, Steve King?
Yep.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks, guys. Have a great night, and I'll see y'all in just a couple of days.
Thanks, Rick. Bye, guys. Good night, everybody.